set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to equip.org. Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is the Bible true. Plan now to attend the Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss. May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. Live from Charlotte, North Carolina, the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff is on the air. Hank is the president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, we desire to equip the body of Christ to defend the truth of the gospel and give reasons for the historic Christian faith because truth matters. To find out more about the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff, or the Christian Research Institute, go to our website at www.equip.org. To ask Hank a question on air, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And if you're reading through the Bible using the Legacy Reading Plan, you're probably somewhere in the book of Samuel right now. We end this month reading 1 and 2 Samuel. I was reading Samuel today and was particularly struck in chapter 8 of 1 Samuel, where all the elders of Israel gather together and they come to Samuel and they say to him, "Appoint us a king to lead us, just like the other nations have." In other words, the way it worked in ancient Israel is there were prophets to lead the people. God spoke to the prophets, and the prophets spoke to the people. But instead, the people wanted a king just like the nations around them. And so the Lord told Samuel, "Listen to what the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king." But the people refused to listen to Samuel. They said, "We want a king. Then we'll be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles. How like us in our day." Instead of getting our word from the king, which we get through the infallible repository of redemptive revelation, we are led by all kinds of other kings. We have the king to lead us, his word to direct us, and yet we are biblically illiterate. That is not just a problem, that is the problem. And of course, the antidote is to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you. And I wonder how many people actually believe that this is the Word of God. The attacks on the Bible are virulent. And so we are planning a Battle for the Bible conference taking place soon. We've been advertising it for several months. We have some of the greatest apologists in the country, and we are going to demonstrate for you that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin, how to get into the Word of God, get the Word of God into you. It's the Battle for the Bible conference again taking place Friday, May 7th and Saturday, May 8th, Tampa Bay, Florida at the beautiful Innisbrook Resort. Make your reservation today. Just go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. A lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to our phone callers. Mike, listening on Bot Radio in Paola, Kansas. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'll be quick here. I'm just curious on your thoughts of this. This seems to be getting real popular, or I've been reading more and hearing more about it. Calvinism, limited atonement, and the elect. I totally disagree with it. I just want to know if you have any thoughts or any scripture to help me out on this.
Well, one of the reasons Calvinism is becoming increasingly popular is you've got some of the greatest teachers and preachers in the world who embrace a Calvinist theology. And these are some of the finest theologians in the country today. That doesn't mean I necessarily agree with everything they say, but I certainly respect them. Many of them are my close friends, and I've learned from them. My dad was a Calvinist until the day that he died, and there's nobody that I respect more than my father. The system itself has to be examined in light of Scripture, and the three things that you always need to keep in balance: the sovereignty of God, the justice of God, and genuine human culpability for sin. Now, what we have done in the Christian Research Journal is produced a debate between a Calvinist and a non-Calvinist. So we found the best minds on either side of this debate, and they debate this in light of Scripture in the Christian Research Journal. What's beautiful about this is you can then go to Scripture with the passages that are being used and say, do these passages actually make the point, or don't they make the point? And in the process, iron sharpens iron, and you'll become a more effective tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit. So this is an in-house debate at the end of the day, and I think it's an important one, and I think everybody listening in ought to get into the debate, because we're talking about the nature of God, we're talking about the work of God, we're talking about what is a mystery or a conundrum, or whether we can take something that's a contradictory and cloak it under the guise of mystery. All of these things have to be grappled with, and so we provide the absolute best form to do that in a must-read article that appeared in the Christian Research Journal. Now, a couple of ways you can get a hold of that. One is you can just go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. The other you can do is simply stay online, and we can get it out to you.
Okay. Just real quick, though, I mean, I visited a church and quickly realized that they was very much Calvinist. He was preaching to everybody, basically, I mean, I agree we can do nothing to save ourselves, absolutely, but I do believe you must confess with your mouth to Christ, I mean, to receive Him. He just insinuated you just live your life, and if you feel guilty of your sin, you're one of the elect, and I think that's pretty dangerous to teach.
Yeah, the basic idea here is a debate between circumstantial freedom and libertarian freedom. With respect to circumstantial freedom, you are made in such a way that you must of necessity act in accordance with your nature. In other words, God is sovereign, and you are free to do what you have been wired to do. If you are unregenerate, you can't respond to the gospel unless God first regenerates you. If God regenerates you, you are one of the elect, and you can respond to the gospel. You can respond to the wooing of the Holy Spirit. But if you're non-elect, you're not regenerated, and therefore, just as cows can't fly, you can't respond to the gospel. The other position is libertarian freedom. And in that view, you have the power to choose and the ability to choose otherwise. So again, I think this is something that you have to look at in light of Scripture. We provide the perfect form for you in the Christian Research Journal. Calvinists pose a conundrum. They say evil comes from God, and yet God is not the cause or author of evil. And they solve that conundrum by calling this a mystery, in essence. And again, the people that are debating this on both sides of the issue are very keen minds, wonderful Christian brothers, and I think you see the debate and have an opportunity to test all things in light of Scripture, hold fast to that which is good on the basis of this debate which takes place in the Christian Research Journal. And what I like about it is it's not a stacked debate. You got the best minds on both sides of the issue debating this, and you can come to your own conclusion.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you got it. I want to go back to the phone lines. Dr. Richard is in a WBCI in Maine. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Hank. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I was wondering, it's about prayer, and how do you, like, when I'm reading the Word of God, how do I, you know, use that in my prayer time?
Well, meditating on the Word of God is the missing link between the intake of Scripture and an effective prayer life. And I will tell you, particularly today, I was meditating on the Word of God. Perhaps because I have a really bad case of jet lag. I was in a place where I was literally upside down time-wise, my mornings being my evenings being my mornings, my night being my day being my night. And I was struggling with this jet lag, quite frankly, and a bit discombobulated. I began meditating on the Word of God today, and as I was meditating on the Word of God, it led me into prayer. And as I was praying, I began to sense the presence and the peace of God as I called upon the name of God. And so I think that's what we want to do, meditate, digest the Word of God. And it is absolutely incredible to me as I am doing that God always leads me to portions of Scripture that are precisely what I need to hear. Today, of course, in our legacy reading plan, we're in Proverbs chapter 21, which starts, "The king's heart is like channels of water in the hands of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes." And that chapter ends with the words, "There's no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord." Again, meditate upon the Word of God. It's the missing link between the intake of Scripture and an effective prayer life. We'll be right back with more of your questions.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast, which reaches millions of people. The complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers answers to over 170 questions that typically stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Get your copy of this 550-page leather hardbound book packed with answers you need to more of today's challenging questions about the Bible and Christianity when you call 888-7000-CRI. Also, for your gift of $100 or more, receive a personalized copy. Order on our secure website at www.equip.org. We'll return to the program in just a few moments. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate? The internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy.
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
We have assembled for the first time ever some of the great luminaries of the evidence for Christ in the world. These people have been assembled for one purpose, and that is to present the case for Christ to you. And in the end, it's your responsibility, your opportunity to come to your own conclusion in the case for Christ.
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Christ is now on DVD. One skeptical journalist:
I thought the idea of an all-powerful creator of the universe was just an absurd idea.
Investigates the most important story in history. Lee Strobel and biblical scholars explore the evidence for the life of Jesus.
Now, it would require more faith for me to maintain my atheism than to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Investigate the evidence for yourself.
The Case for Christ. Look for it on DVD.
Order this DVD and the entire Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenem series, Resurrection: Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenem Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Ever find yourself in such a hurry that you come to God in prayer with a list of requests, and before your knees ever touch the ground, you're already thinking about the next thing you need to do? Many Christians struggle to have a meaningful and effective prayer life, but so often we get it backwards. We want a relationship with God without investing any time into that relationship. Hank Hanegraaff gives you the solution in The Prayer of Jesus. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org. Now, back to the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And before we go back to our callers, I have an opportunity right now to talk to Pastor Joe Hancock. He is pastor of Gulf Coast Fellowship in Palm Harbor, Florida. But more to the point, he's going to be involved in our Battle for the Bible conference. And Joe, it's great to have you on the broadcast.
Hello, Hank. It's a real privilege to be on the broadcast today.
You are going to be bringing a message on Jesus and his view of the Old Testament.
That's correct. And let me tell you why that is such a pertinent subject for us to study at the conference. No true Christian would dare deny the first 39 books of our Bible, known as the Old Testament, its rightful place in the canon of Scripture. And yet, when we do not teach from it, or preach from it, or else ignore it, or even when we relegate the Old Testament Scriptures to illustration material for our sermons, I think that we have essentially done just that. It's a treasure trove of wisdom from God that is needful for study.
And it's pretty interesting when you read the New Testament rightly. In fact, you're reading the Old Testament because one thing that the New Testament writers did is quote copiously from the Old Testament passages.
They did. But one of the things that really impacted me was while there are copious citations in the New Testament, especially in the Gospels, but also found in the epistles, one of the things that you need to understand is that there are citations, there are oftentimes allusions, but if we really want to get back to the source of the doctrine, many of these are found in our Old Testament. For instance, the New Testament writers will speak of the Imago Dei, the image of God. the creation account. And yet, if we really want to study the creation, we need to go back to Genesis chapters 1 and 2. The New Testament will speak of the relationship between a husband and wife, and Paul does that eloquently. But if you really want to discover the beauty of marital love, at least for those of us who consider the Song of Solomon to be interpreted literally, then that's where you turn. There is no other book in our Bibles that so beautifully communicates the wonder of marital love.
And one of the things I was going to say, sorry for interrupting you there, but it's pretty interesting when you read the Song of Solomon, so many people say, well, this is just an allegory for Christ and the bride. While that's good theology, it probably is not reading the Bible for all it's worth. And if you read the Song of Solomon, you realize that Christianity is not sexually repressive at all. As a matter of fact, sex is one of the greatest gifts God has given to us as human beings, albeit a gift that is to be exercised within the bounds of marriage.
Exactly. And that is both communicated in the Old Testament and in our New Testaments as well.
Why is it so important, Joe, for people to battle for the Bible? We're talking about battling for the Bible. There is a war going out. So many people are absolutely unfamiliar with the fact that this war is raging all around them, and therefore they're not involved or engaged in a battle that literally is for the lives of people.
It's a great question. It is obviously a question of our culture. We have, I think, as Christians, for many years, have been not as strongly communicative and as strongly convicted about the Scripture. And I think that also the way that it has been communicated from our pulpits must be also analyzed. I think an expositional study of Scripture presents a contextual idea and understanding of the full revelation of God and helps us to understand how it all fits together. And so some of that blame for the battle may come from Christianity itself, that we have not been as honest and forthright in our own study and in our own stance.
A problem from within, also a problem from without. There are so many scholars today that are communicating the notion that the Bible is just a copy of a copy of a copy with fresh errors
right.
being introduced in each stage of the copying process. Therefore, you can't really trust the Bible. We even have our president now saying that the Bible teaches slavery. It also teaches that eating shellfish is an abomination. Not only that, it suggests stoning your child if he strays from the faith, and therefore, though he reads the Bible, he's pointing out that you have to be very careful in its application because there are some substantial problems here.
Right. But you know, Hank, the real issue is Jesus. It's understanding how Jesus viewed Scripture, both in his affirmation of the Old Testament's authority, inerrancy, inspiration, and also his affirmation of the New Testament as well, and understanding that he holds the key to its interpretation.
And if Jesus Christ is interpreting the Bible in a certain way, we need to be very careful to listen to his interpretation. Therefore, we cannot take the first few chapters of Genesis and allegorize them, because from Christ's perspective, you have a historical narrative.
Yeah, and you know something that really hit me is that with all of the questions concerning the historicity of Scripture and its authenticity, and you have all of these critical scholars approaching the text, especially the Gospels, and dismissing its veracity, what is really interesting to me is that every criticism that anyone would dare bring to the Scripture must be subsumed under Christ. And what I mean by that is this, that our faith in Christ is what leads us to a proper bibliology. That when you take, let's say, a non-Christian who will read the Scripture, and they were reading the Gospels, in the Gospels they are presented a portrait of a man named Jesus of Nazareth. And it's not just any portrait, it is a consistent portrait. And even if you were to question some of the stories or some of the miracles, there is nonetheless a portrait of Christ that demands a response. And it is that faith in Christ that begins a spiritual journey whereby an individual may then develop a proper and Christological bibliology. And so it all hinges upon the person of Christ and his view of the Old Testament. And what I really want to hope and what I hope to share in my time at the conference on Saturday morning is that Christ's view of the Bible, and especially of the Old Testament, should be the Christian's view of the Old Testament. And so you're exactly right, how Christ interpreted the Old Testament, how he viewed its truthfulness, how he understood its inspiration and inerrancy, should be our view as well.
And there's so much encapsulated in that. We can't unpack all of that on the broadcast today. But if people want to participate, it will be life transformational.
We're going to have a great time. I mean, not only is the speaker's platform full of wonderful communicators, and I'm privileged to be a part of that, but Palm Harbor, it doesn't get any more beautiful than that. Innisbrook Resort is a great location for this conference, and I'm excited to be a part of it, and I really hope that many people will take advantage of it.
Well, we thank you for your participation on the broadcast today and look forward to seeing you in the very near future, coming up soon.
Well, thank you, Hank, and I look forward to it as well.
God bless you, my
friend. God bless you.
Yeah, and of course, we're talking about the 2010 CRI National Conference Battle for the Bible, May 7th and Saturday, May 8th. Takes place in Tampa Bay, Florida, at the beautiful Innisbrook Resort. You'll hear stalwart defenders of the faith. Lee Strobel will be there. James White, if you haven't ever heard him, he is absolutely an incredible apologist. Steve Kreloff, Joe Hancock, you just heard from him. Tom Ashkell, Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, will be there. And also, and this shouldn't be missed on anybody, worship led by award-winning musician Steve Camp. He is a Grammy Award-winning musician who, I'll tell you what, he knows how to preach as well as sing. And then there's going to be a debate moderated by yours truly. It's between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. It's on the subject, is the Bible true? Robert Price says, absolutely no. James White says, yes. And he is able to give reasons for faith. One thing you'll see is that the Bible stands up against the most intense criticism and scrutiny. Early registration for the conference, again, it begins at an incredibly low rate. For registration and information, visit equip.org. You can also call us at 888-7000-CRI. Or write me a post office box, although there's not much time to write, but here's the address, post office box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You can also listen on XM 170.
Get ready to set sail for the adventure of a lifetime. Don't miss our Western Caribbean cruise May 9th through 16th, just a few weeks away. Sailing out of Tampa Bay, Florida, you'll join Hank Hanegraaff and award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp for seven packed days of worship and study on board the stately Carnival Legend. Hank will teach daily on the inerrancy of God's Word, the relationship of the Bible and tradition, and the application of Scripture to today's most pressing issues. Incredibly low rates include all conference fees, accommodations, and dining. Dates in May make it a perfect way to honor mothers or celebrate special graduates. Adventure awaits you and your family. So for more information or to register today, go to our website at equip.org or call our friends at Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back, so don't go away.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, Doctrine, Summarizing Essential Christian Doctrine, and Feet, an Apologetic on Christ's Resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is The Bible True? Plan now to attend The Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate? The internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy. To subscribe now, go to www.equip.org or call us at 888-7000-274. Now back to more of your questions and Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And a quick reminder that this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. At the end of the month, we'll be making decisions on what stations to remain on and which to no longer remain on. Of course, if we're not on your station come May, make sure that you check us out. We stream live on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can also hear us on XM 170. The entire one-hour program. Again, we need your support. Please stand with us prayerfully and financially. We're making a difference, not just in the U.S., but all over the world. The reason I'm suffering from jet lag right now is I have been in Pan-Asia, literally panning across Asia, working with Christian leaders there. There's an incredible revival taking place in the East, in China, in South Korea, in Indonesia, all over Asia, a great revival taking place. But many people who come to faith in Christ in Pan-Asia come out of ancestor worship, folk religions, Taoism, Buddhism, Hinduism, even Islam. And therefore, they don't have a biblical worldview as a backdrop. And though they're coming to faith in Christ, by the millions, they need strengthening. And that's one of the things the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute does. It builds people up in the faith. It gives them reasons for faith so that they can use their will, reason to answer to witness to their colleagues still in Hinduism or Taoism or Buddhism or Islam or ancestor worship or folk religions of any kind. At the same time, the ministry of the Christian Research Institute is so strategic in the West, where the church is dying as a result of the dearth of biblical literacy. So this ministry is making a difference worldwide, bearing abundant, abiding fruit, not just for time, but for eternity. And we ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. Some can give large amounts, some small amounts, but whatever you can do, please write me today and enclose a check, a generous donation to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can do that on the World Wide Web at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion. When you write me using the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And of course, when you talk to our resource consultants, 888 7000-CRI. Don't delay. Please call today. We need your support. We need to know that you're standing with us financially as well as prayerfully. And for my thank you for your gift, I'd love to send you something that will reignite your prayer life, Secrets to Real Intimacy with God, available in CD or book. If you give $100 or more, a personalized copy of the Bible Answer book, the collector's edition. And if you give $250 or more, a personalized copy of the Legacy Study Bible, all of that coming out to you as our way of saying thank you, but also a way of equipping you. Whatever you can do, please be generous. Some people are calling in, sending $1,000 gifts or $500 gifts or $10 gifts or $25 gifts. The amount is whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Together with many others, you can make a difference for time and for eternity. So please do not delay. Make your donation today. Again, you can do that in the most effective way, in a safe, secure fashion. We get the funds immediately on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Back to the phone lines. Gabriel, listening on WCRV in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Hi, Gabriel.
Hello, hi. Thank you for taking my question. Mm-hmm. My question is, should a Christian read science fiction? And the reason I ask that is that I have several books by Isaac Asimov, and Isaac Asimov was a humanist and an atheist, and I was just wondering, should I just relegate my reading to just purely Christian literature?
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting that you're already aware of what the problems are. The problem is, yes, his worldview could not help but inform his science fiction. And as you correctly point out, he was an atheist, a philosophical naturalist, who is a big proponent, one of the most famous proponents historically of the evolutionary paradigm. So I think he wrote way too much science fiction. He may have well had diarrhea of the pen. I've never seen anybody write quite as prolifically as him, although I'm sure there are others that do. But I would definitely be wary of his science fiction, because look, here's one of the things people don't realize. Fiction is a way of using the power of story to communicate logical truth propositions. So if you have someone that comes from a point of view that embraces only naturalism, that point of view is going to inform everything that he writes. So he's using the power of story to communicate that worldview.
Okay. Okay, I've got your book, The Last Disciple, and I just started to read it, and I was just wondering, I mean, how should a Christian look to secular literature? I mean, like Ernest Hemingway. I like Ernest Hemingway, but he was an immoral guy, and
Well, I don't think you want to be in a Christian ghetto where you say, I'm willing to read something that's written by a Christian.
Yeah.
I think that we can learn from the great artists, whether they're a Christian or not, from the great literary artists, those that used paint and canvas. We can learn a lot from people on a wide range of issues. But I think the first thing that you want to do as a Christian is ground yourself. Become so familiar with truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, you know it instantaneously. If you're not equipped, if you're not grounded, then it's much more dangerous to stray out into these other areas. But once you're equipped, you don't have to be afraid of the world. The world has to be afraid of you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your answer.
You got it. And, of course, evolutionist Dr. Isaac Asimov described energy conservation as the most powerful and most fundamental generalization about the universe that scientists have ever been able to make. So he lived in somewhat of a state of cognitive dissonance. On the one hand, he sees an empirical law of science, a testable law of science, a powerful generalization about the universe, and yet failed to recognize that the theory that he embraced flew in the face of this powerful scientific paradigm or principle. Again, we have some great literature in the Christian Research Journal that deals with the genre of science fiction.
And one particularly insightful article dealt with the Matrix trilogy of movies. Also see the article on fantasy literature for solid biblical principles for evaluating fantasy literature. This is a whole genre of literature that we're going to be exposed to one way or the other. So the question is, are you going to be able to read it for all it's worth or evaluate it for your children, give answers and use those answers in an effective way, or are you just going to curse the darkness? It's one thing to curse the darkness. It's another to build a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm. And that is really what the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute is all about. Now, I keep referring back to the Christian Research Journal because we do primary research in the Christian Research Journal. It's an award-winning magazine. Every single issue packed with articles that are life transformational. I'm looking at the current issue of the Christian Research Journal. Incredible cover story. But also, within the magazine, one of the best articles on divorce and remarriage, written by Dr. Mike Ross. You just can't get anything better. It is creme de la creme. People ask me questions on the show all the time. Here's an article. You can sit down and grapple with this issue, an issue that affects everyone's life, either directly or indirectly. How are we to think about these kinds of things? Christian Research Journal is spot on. If you're not subscribing, take an opportunity to subscribe. You can do that on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can also subscribe at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As well, call our resource consultants and subscribe via the phone at 888-7000-CRI. Again, pray for this ministry as we pray for you, a ministry making a strategic difference. God has called this ministry to be for just such a time as this and called you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. Again, the best way to support this ministry in a safe, secure fashion is the World Wide Web at equip.org. Be right back with your questions.
Our passion and purpose at the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. We're able to fulfill that mission with our many outreach efforts between two offices, one in Charlotte, North Carolina, and another in Calgary, Canada. But we need ministry partners to both pray for our work and to partner with us financially. Would you consider joining the Bible Answer Man support team? These monthly donors are the backbone of our financial support for our broadcasts, publications, and outreach activities. And when you partner with us, you'll receive special benefits such as specially selected resources to help you with your spiritual walk. To stand with these dedicated ministry partners, call CRI today at 888-7000-274. You can also join the support team or find out answers to your questions by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. But don't touch that dial. Hank will be right back after this short break.
From Genesis to Revelation. Every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise audio Bible puts the listener in the moment. When Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank.
Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to equip.org.
Multitudes of Christians have been given a wildly distorted understanding of the biblical teaching about faith. In the late 20th century, Word of Faith teachers such as Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn were at the fore.
The Bible declares clearly that faith is a force.
In the early 21st century, they are overshadowed by a new breed of prosperity preachers with rock star platforms like Joel Osteen and Paula White.
God said to challenge the people to give $66.12 according to Psalm 66:12. When you put your faith with the Word, then you have mandated results.
Hank gives hope and truth to the millions trapped in the faith movement in his landmark book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. To get your copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the autographed and limited leather editions.
Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is the Bible true. Plan now to attend the Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss. May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. Now, back to the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. And we'll go right back to our phone callers. Next up, Rebecca in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. I just have a quick question for you. I'm trying to write a paper for biblical interpretation, and it's asking me for a main theological theme of the Bible that brings continuity to the entire book.
Yeah. Well, here's how I put it. I say that the Bible in its entirety is eschatological. And what I mean by that is that the Bible, in terms of its grand theme, is creation and then fall and then recreation. In that sense, if you look at the Bible, it begins with God creating Adam and Eve, who fall into lives of perpetual sin terminated by death. The rest of the Bible is God's unfolding plan of redemption, which culminates in paradise lost becoming paradise regained.
Okay.
So, God creates us for fellowship with Him. That fellowship is broken by sin. The unfolding plan of redemption culminates in Jesus Christ, who lives the perfect life which we could never live and offers us His perfection as an absolutely free gift. And as a result of His resurrection, those who believe in Him and place their trust in Him will likewise be resurrected and live in a recreated, restored paradise. So not only will our bodies be resurrected, but this universe will be liberated from its bondage to decay. As such, Revelation 21 says, the old order of things will disappear and all things will become new.
Okay. All right. I guess that's all I have. Thank you.
Hey, you got it. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Wayne. He's listening on KGNW, Tacoma, Washington. Hi, Wayne.
Good afternoon, Hank. In listening to the radio last night, I heard the man state that the Israeli intelligence has determined that Ahmadinejad has a lot of Israeli heritage. And this brought to mind the last vision of Daniel concerning the Grecian Empire and its four divisions, Daniel chapter 8, verses 9 and 20 through 25, and chapter 11, verses 1 through 49. Would you speak on where the Antichrist will come from? Well,
not in that sense I won't, because I think that's a prostitution of Scripture, unfortunately. And quite frankly, if you want to look at what the Antichrist is, John makes it very clear, both individual or institution. If you look at the term, it was used by John in his epistles. You see it in 1 John chapter 2 and 1 John chapter 4 and John 7. And John uses this term to identify those whose doctrine, specifically the doctrine of the Incarnation, is any belief that disputes or denies the fundamental teaching of Christianity. So anyone who says that Jesus Christ has not come in the flesh is Antichrist, according to John.
Right.
And again, this encompasses both the institution of apostasy as well as individuals who are apostate. So Antichrist can be a global figure in any epoch of time, but it can be as simple as anyone who is against Christ, who denies the miraculous, who denies that God created the universe and that Jesus Christ is God and demonstrated that he was God through the immutable fact of resurrection.
Understood, but do you not believe that there will be a final Antichrist as well as the beast and the false prophet, the triunity of evil in the end times?
If you look at this, though, you have to read the Bible for all it's worth. You mentioned the beast, and the beast is oftentimes equated with the Antichrist.
Right.
But what does John says? He says, if you have insight, then you can calculate the number of the beast for its man's number. His number is 666. Now, it seems to me that if John is telling his hearers that with wisdom and understanding or insight, they could calculate the number of the beast, he can't be talking about a 21st century character. If he is, then he is giving them something that they simply cannot calculate. So he's fooling them. So obviously he's talking about someone in his epoch of time. But while there is a quintessential Antichrist, there are many Antichrists, and I certainly do not doubt that if you lived in Iraq under the regime of Saddam Hussein, you might have thought he was Antichrist, and certainly he was. Hitler would have been an Antichrist, and certainly he was. And so there are Antichrists in every epoch of time, both as institutions and individuals. But I don't think that's what the Bible is talking about. And again, you have to read the Bible for all it's worth. The Bible in the book of Revelation is John writing to seven churches in the province of Asia about something that will soon take place. And when the Bible uses the word soon, or the time is near, it is contrary to all decency and propriety to dogmatically declare that these words are meant to convey an event in the far future. I think it's an unconscionable abuse of language to say that the word soon or near means 2,000 years hence or a faraway epoch of time. So I think we need to be careful to not read the Bible in a sense that it's not intended, and we should learn to read the Bible for all it's worth.
All right, Hank, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for your call. I've written about this in various places, including the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, as well as my book, The Apocalypse Code. My concern is learning to read the Bible for all it's worth. So could the Iranian president be Antichrist? Certainly. But the quintessential Antichrist is described in Scripture as a beast, and it is the war of the beast against the lamb, the beast wanting to eradicate the Christian church when it's localized and vulnerable. So it is the ultimate spiritual battle. Let us go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Gary listening in Rhode Island, on WARV. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Hank.
How are you?
I'm doing well. The father of the Bible answer man, a Calvinist. Very interesting, Hank. I would have never, though I don't know you personally, but listening to your program over the years, I would have never assumed that in any way.
Well, I grew up in a Calvinist home. And
I wanted to ask you that.
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yes. And I went to a Calvinist parochial school, and I debated this issue with my dad till the time that he died. We debated vigorously, and we'd go out and have a cup of coffee together.
Yes. You know, Hank, I must say, for the past 3 years, by God's help and grace, I've studied the doctrine of sovereign grace, which would include total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and perseverance of the saints, hence the 5 points. And what great comfort, Hank, I received from it. Because up until that time, I was of the understanding that one could wake up one day and find themselves lost. But by God's help and grace, studying in depth the biblical doctrine of total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and perseverance of the saints, I no longer understand the scriptures that way.
Well, I don't either on that particular point. There is no sense in which I believe that anyone can ever snatch me out of the hand of God. That God knows those who are his own, and no one will snatch them out of his hand.
Yes.
I know that he is mine, and I am his, and I am absolutely certain beyond the shadow of a doubt that I will spend eternity with him, not because of what I have done, but because of what he has done.
Absolutely. And my question, I know where you're running up against the clock here, but my question concerned 1 John 5:16. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. And that is a very hard scripture to understand, but I'm sure that it is not... the correct way is not to pull that scripture out from the book of John and try to answer it that way. We would have to answer it by God's help and grace according to the context of the letter of John.
Yeah, and I am out of time, unfortunately. Yes. The question went on a bit long here, and now the answer is going to be short. But let me say, life in context of the epistle is typically eternal life. Thus, sin unto death would appear to be a sin leading one away from eternal life. Much more could be said, but I don't have time to say it. Let me say this. I'm going to stay in the studio for an extra hour. Once we go off the air, we'll continue taking your calls. If you're hanging on, I'll try to get to you. And if you're dialing in the number in the U.S. or Canada, you can call this number right now to get your question answered in the next hour. Again, I'll be here for the next hour. I'll answer your questions. Here's the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time with more of the show.
Get ready to set sail for the adventure of a lifetime. Don't miss our Western Caribbean cruise May 9th through 16th. Sailing out of Tampa Bay, Florida, you'll join Hank Hanegraaff and award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp for 7 packed days of worship and study on board the stately Carnival Legend. Incredibly low rates include all conference fees, accommodations, and dining. Dates in May make it a perfect way to honor mothers or celebrate special graduates. So for more information or to register today, go to our website at equip.org or call our friends at Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.